Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing in Radio Land? This is Rashawn, and I just want to talk to you for a little bit. We're not going to be on long tonight on the air. We're just going to talk a little bit. About forgiveness. We just need to talk about forgiveness. Because I know sometimes we as people, we don't like to forgive people, and we have this thing on, I'm just not going to forgive you. I'm just not going to forgive you. I cannot forgive you. You are, you know, it's a new thing out there. People love to say it. I don't heard people say it. And the thing what they say is that you're dead to me. I don't understand. How can you say that to someone? And but you want God to forgive you, but At the same time, you don't want to forgive anybody else. You know, you want God to forgive you. You want God to really bless you, bless your children, bless your family and everything. But you don't want to forgive anyone else. And I'm just, you know, wondering, how is that? How does that work? That we want God to forgive us, but we won't forgive no one else. How is that? You know, and I'm just sharing with Radio Land and Periscope, you know, what is forgiveness? You know, what is forgiveness? Why is it that people don't have a forgiving heart? Why is that? You know, why is it that we always, you know, it's just like, oh, I'm not going to forgive you. I'm not going to forgive her. She's never, you know, you got family members. You won't even talk to them because y'all had a discrepancy or something went wrong or you felt some type of way. And so, therefore, you know, you just don't want to be bothered anymore. And so you feel like, no, I'm not going to talk to them. No, they don't get the justification of me actually being bothered with them. And my thing is, here we are talking tonight. We're talking about forgiveness and how, you know, you must be forgiven and how you must forgive. You know, forgiveness is something that we must do these days because if you don't forgive, I'm telling you, that is like a cancer. It will eat at you. It will eat at you. It will eat at you. And then you'll be like, oh, my God, I'm still thinking about this thing. Oh, my God, I'm still wondering about this thing. So the thing is, let's forgive. Let's forgive, you know, because we must forgive people. We can't continue to hold on to these grudges and to this nonsense of non-forgiving. How can you be non-forgiving? Hey, Periscope, how are you tonight? And we're talking about forgiveness here live on the air. We're talking about forgiveness. And the thing is, you know, even now, people don't understand forgiveness. And the reason I say that, I don't know what that is, but the reason people don't understand forgiveness is because they don't want to forgive. Some people have a heart of what we call the Pharaoh heart, this heart of stone. So I just want to hear what you got to say. What do you think about forgiveness? You know, I'm asking questions tonight because there is no silly answer. I mean, we all have ran into that where you had someone that really, really made you mad, someone that really, you know, really messed you up, and someone you knew, you say, I don't even know. If you cross, you know, no one ever, I used to tell people, no one's going to ever cross me once. You cross me once, I'm done. I don't even want to be bothered. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do nothing. But that's not God. God is a sovereign God. He is a forgiving God. And one thing about it, we must forgive. How can you see Jesus and you haven't forgiven the person you know? And most of the time, it's someone close to you. It's your best BFF, or it's an uncle, an aunt, cousin, a family member, or a close friend of the family. Because some of us, we ain't even forgave our children. Speaking of children, you haven't even forgave your children's father for not being there, not being supported financially and emotionally. Some of us haven't even forgiven our children's father. Come on. We must forgive. We must move forward. We can't hold on to that. Okay, they wasn't a good father. They didn't take care of their child. They didn't want to be bothered. They didn't want to do this. When they told you they was going to give you the money, they never gave you the money. But guess what? God is still going to bless you regardless. We have to forgive, forgive. We're talking about forgiveness. Periscope, why don't you type on there and let me know what you feel about forgiveness. We're on the air live on blogtalkradio.com/RoShawnSmith. Let me know how you feel about that, because I'm telling you, God has just been giving me this thing called forgiveness. You can never, let me tell you something, if you never forgive somebody, you will never move forward. If you had a bad relationship, I'm talking about relationships now and forgiveness, if you had a bad relationship and you take that baggage over to your new relationship, let me tell you something, it's going to kill that other relationship. It may not even be the guy, but you haven't dig deep to realize, I haven't forgiven him. I still got that stigma on me about what the last one did, so I can't move forward with the next one. I always hear women say, I need my Boaz, or I need this, and I need that, but you're still holding on to that other gentleman that dogged you out, messed with your best friend, slept with your cousin, and you still have not forgiven. We must forgive, or you're mad at a family member. And we're going to see what the Lord say about forgiveness. You know, type in some questions and stuff, because we're in this thing together. On Radio Land, that's listening to me, you know, come on the air. Let me know what you feel about forgiveness, because forgiveness is so, I'm telling you, it's needed. Now, even in, I'm going to read this to you, in Psalms 130, verses 4. It says, but you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I'm going to read that again. But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. Hallelujah. That is powerful right there. Because one thing about forgiveness, you need it in your daily lives. You need it to make it. Let's go to Mark 3:29. I just want to touch bases and tell people about forgiveness, because we're talking about forgiveness tonight. Is there anybody that you know that probably hasn't forgiven you? Say yes or no, Periscope. Yes or no. Come on, come on. This is therapeutic right here. This is something awesome right here. Because is it somebody that you know without a shadow of a doubt, they always got that chip on their shoulder because they haven't forgiven you for something that you may have done? I was in a little shut-in, a women's shut-in, and let me tell you, a young lady said something. She never knew why her sister couldn't stand her. And she was like, I wonder why she couldn't stand me. And the sister would always treat her a little nasty, have a nice, nasty attitude. And she said, I don't understand why my sister don't like me, or why my sister don't even talk to me. And when I talk to her, she's so harsh. And she realized that she's saved now. So now she realized, I used to steal. She stole from her mama, her sister, everybody, but they're still holding that. And she realized, she said, let me tell you something. Now I know why my sister is like this. She haven't forgiven. She went to her sister, she said, forgive me. Forgive me for what I have done. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me tonight on the air. Hallelujah. I thank you so much. Hallelujah. And she went to her sister and she said, let's get rid of this person here that's talking crazy. She went to her sister and she actually, let me tell you, her sister said, you know, this is why I'm mad with you. Okay, block users. We have to block these people that are talking crazy on Periscope. We don't have to tolerate that as Christians, because sometimes it's just a distraction to those that really want to hear what you're saying that God is using you for. Thank y'all for joining in on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about forgiveness, but let me finish giving you this testimony of this young lady when I went to the women's shut-in. She said her sister did not like her, and she said she never knew why her sister didn't like her. And the reason her sister didn't like her is because she used to steal. She stole, and she thought about it. She said, I was a thief, wasn't I? She said, I see your purse, and I just snatch what I want out, leave your purse sitting there. And she said, you know what she told her sister? Please forgive me. Please forgive me. She asked her sister, please forgive me. And you know what? That's what we have to do. When you know you have did somebody wrong, even me, I have texted everybody that I thought I did wrong. I told them, I said, please forgive me if I have did anything against you, if I have trespassed against you, if I had some error and I did not show you any gratitude or anything, please forgive me. And that's what I did. And let me tell you something, it feels good because a weight is lifted off your shoulder. Things get to happening. God can move. He can actually move in your life. He can't move in your life because that thing is on your heart. That thing is in your head, you know. So you want to definitely get God to just, you know, lift some burdens off your heart. Hallelujah. Those that are listening to me, Periscope, and those that are listening to me, Blog Talk Radio, we're talking about forgiveness tonight. I want to read this to you. It's Mark 3:29, and we're talking about forgiveness. Have you ever had somebody that was on your case and they did not forgive you, and you didn't understand why are they treating me like this or why am I going through this? But it says, but he that shall, hallelujah. Now, this is Jesus. This is Jesus talking. Hallelujah. And he's talking about forgiveness. He that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost have never forgiveness, but he is in danger of eternal damnation. He's in danger of eternal damnation. We don't want to get to the point of damnation. It ain't that serious. Like I tell my kids, my grown kids, my adult children, I tell them, it ain't that serious. It's not that serious. I am not going to lose sleep over this. Just like I tell my mother, God bless my mother, Pastor Rosalind Smith, I tell her, look, it ain't that serious. I'm not going to, no, we're not going to do this. And that's what we have to do as people. We have to learn to move forward and move on. Keep it pushing, as they say. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay stuck in that one place. Don't let things sit on your heart. Don't let things just keep going through your head. Because I'm going to tell you, it'll keep stabbing at you, stabbing at you, stabbing at you. And once it keeps stabbing at you, I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to get it out your heart. You ain't going to be able to get it out your head. You ain't going to know what to do because that forgiveness and all that anger, and when anger builds up, strife build up, and when strife build up, I'm telling you, you be thinking about, oh, I'm going to get them back, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and you be thinking about, oh, they don't know who they playing with, but you got to forgive, 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 hallelujah, let me see some hearts out there, you know, let me see that you understand what I'm saying. You have to forgive, beloved, you have to forgive, you have to forgive, you have to forgive, you have to move on. You cannot hold on to the bitterness. Bitterness is just like cancer, and it'll eat, it'll eat, it'll eat, it'll eat till it's no more of you. So I thank you so much tonight for listening. My name is Rashawn Smith. I'll be back on the air sometime tonight on Periscope. Those of you that's listening, Blog Talk Radio, we thank you. Continue to tune in to us. We're here every night, 6 p.m. Don't be late. Don't be late. 6 p.m., we're going to be on the air, and we're going to be talking about different topics. And I'm telling you, forgiveness is so, so needed today in God's kingdom. God bless you. Heaven smile on you. Have a blessed night.